What's up, guys?
You enjoying this week, the setup, the whole kind of different little schedule?
Yeah, it's a great place to be. I came out here a couple of times when I was playing out here and stayed at the Ritz. So, beautiful place. I think the guys enjoying themselves, you know. Would have sucked if you were, like, somewhere, like, stuck in, like, you know, maybe, like, New York or something like that. Or, you know, at least we're in beautiful, sunny Florida. It's been good.
Can too much be made, Kyle, of homecoming-type games? Or how do you compartmentalize that there is something special about it, but yet it is a business trip?
I mean, it's a business trip, definitely. You know, we have that mission. And, you know, we keep reminding each other that it's a business trip, you know. You know, don't get away from football. I make sure you know we still got a game on Sunday. We're here for a business trip. But, you know, it feels good to be back out here. Got to see a couple other old friends, old teammates, old guys. It's going to be kind of weird. You know, I never walked in Raymond James Stadium on the visitor side. So that's going to be something new. But, you know, looking forward to seeing some of the old guys that still play on the team. And you know, I'm just trying to go out there and come out with a win, really.
How big is that chip going to be then, going up against team that let you go?
Oh, it's huge. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. It's very huge. You know me, I'm a straightforward guy. I mean, that's definitely in my mind. I mean, that's something I'm never going to forget. You know, they did release me a couple years ago. And, you know, good thing is, so I'm happy where I'm at now.
You've been doing this for a long time. Do you put any extra effort into taking care of your body maybe than you used to when you were 25 or something like that? Like, how has your routine changed to be able to maintain?
Yeah, it's definitely a big change from, you know, back in the day. I mean, my first couple of years, I never even got in the cold tub, never even sniffed the cold tub. Now it's a daily routine, you know, massages during the week. But a big thing I do, when it's time to rest, I rest. I get off my feet. Like, I'm at home, I'm chilling, I'm sitting on the couch, have my feet up, laying in the bed, have my feet up. Like, when it's time to rest, I rest. I'm not running around the mall, walking around the grocery store, doing all types of stuff like that. Like, I get on my feet and I rest when it's time to rest. And I think that's a big part. You know, a lot of these guys, they got so much to do. You got to know when it's time to rest, you got to let your body rest.
I think you've said that after this contract, you're going to kind of think about how long that you're going to play, but you're playing at such a high level. And if you considered maybe, hey, I'm going to keep this good thing going, or what are your thoughts on?
I mean, Derek's always in my ear about 5 more years. So, you know, he stays in my ear about that, but. You know, we're going to take it after next year. We'll sit and see how things go. You know, 13 has always been been a number in my head since I was younger. But when I was younger, I was thinking 13 NBA years. It switched over to NFL years quick. But, you know, we're going to readdress that. But like I said, I have a lot more football in me. I mean, I could probably play 5-6 more years if I want to. But the thing is, do I want to? You know, when am I going to call it quits? When am I? You know, my body's been great. Hopefully it stays great. But, you know, I got 3 kids and I want to just, you know, make sure, you know, still able to do things with them and be able to do stuff and enjoy that. But, you know, right now with the way it's going, it's winning. It feels good. It feels fun. You never know. I might still be out here a little longer, as long as Reggie's going to keep me.
What do you make of this 4-0 road record? Why are you guys so good on the road?
Man, it's crazy. You know, it's usually the other way around. And, you know, I really can't pinpoint it. I mean, I think Coach tries to figure it out too, like, why are we winning on the road, not on the thing? Like, you know, is it the way we prepare or the way we set up things? It has nothing to do with it. I really can't give you a certain thing. I don't know if we like going in there and you know, overcoming adversity, you know, being on a road game. I don't know. I really cannot tell you, but we need to get it fixed fast. We need to start winning at home, and we need to continue to keep winning on the road. But I really cannot tell you why it's like that. But I'm going to take it.
Derek was joking with us yesterday. He said, you get legitimately annoyed even if an opposing defensive lineman touches his jersey.
Yeah, I don't like nobody even getting next to my quarterback. I mean, like, I get pissed at myself. I think that's why I've been able to play so long. I'm my biggest critic. I think that's why I've been able to do this for so long at such a high level, because I'm my biggest critic. You know, I'm hard on myself. You know, in the meeting room, I'm correcting myself before my coaches. Like, he'll start, I'll finish his sentence, you know. Like, I'm hard on myself, and that's something big. You know, I don't want nobody touching my quarterback. I don't want nobody touching my running back. You know, I stick up for my teammates, and, you know, that's how I play. I feel like as a left tackle, if my guy's not touching DC, we should be successful.
Are you playing your best ball right now, personally?
See, that's what people are saying. I mean, I've never been 5-2 before, so, I mean, I might have to say it might have to be it then. I've never been 5-2, and, I mean, it's feeling good. You know, things are clicking. Our offensive line, we're still getting better and better every day. We have a long way. I mean, you know, not far away we are, but we're still working hard to get better and better every day. Like me and Kelechi, like week in and week out, our double teams are getting better. Our pickup on games, our pass protection, the way we're feeling each other is getting better day in and day out because, you know, it's new to us and we're working and building, man. We got a long way away, but we're working. We're trying to get better every day.
When you've been to, you know, 2-5, let's say, or when you've had worse records, do you appreciate where you are now, maybe because you've been through some disappointments and this is a good thing going?
Especially at this point in my career, I really do appreciate it a lot. It really means a lot, man, because, like I said, I don't know how many more seasons I am going to play, and, you know, I want to win now. I'm not trying to win later. And the good thing is, these young groups of kids we got, you know, some kids come in there, we're going to get it eventually. Now, these young kids that we got on this team, they want it now. And I love that because they're on the same page as me because I want it now. And, you know, the effort that we're putting out on the field and on the practice field is showing. And we just got to keep that up.
How would you describe, Ronald, the growth and maturation of Derek as a quarterback now in his third year?
I mean, it's crazy, man. He's just – I mean, last game, I had no clue he was throwing that ball to Coop. I'm running. I think I got a pancake. I was trying to kill somebody so we get that first down. And only him and Coop knew he was throwing the ball. You know, I mean, just some of the things that he does like that, he's just growing. And you see how pretty that pass was, too? With the game on the line, like he to add the balls to do that, like, I mean, it was one of those, nope, yes, you know. And he's done that a lot this year, and he's gambled very well for us. And it's not even a gamble. I don't even call it a gamble no more. He knows what he's doing. He knows he's going to make it right. And he's doing that. And that's the growth we see from last year, you know, being in this office again, having the office from last year and being able to, you know, critique yourself from last year. Now, you know, Bill's giving him advice like, oh, okay, you want to do that? Okay, yeah, we can do that, DC. You know, he's coming to Bill with advice and stuff, and they're switching stuff, and stuff's clicking right now. So
how does that confidence then filter down to the rest of the team? If the quarterback and the coordinator combine like that, how does it affect the rest of the team?
It affects us great because, you know, like going into that two-minute last game, you know, we got in the huddle, we're thinking, oh, let's get a field goal. We had a couple, two plays, we moved the ball a little bit. DC came in, no, let's get a touchdown. And the next thing you know, two plays later, crab down. You know, it's just things like that. It's just, we got to keep working. We can't get comfortable, man. It's still early.
And when you were, you know, part of teams that weren't as successful, obviously, could you see some seeds being built towards this team from a couple years ago, or is this surprising to you how this team is going?
You know, when I came here 3 years ago, I could tell that this was a team that was wanting to change. They wanted it. They wanted to put in the work. It didn't really happen actually that year. And then next year, you know, you saw the same one. But then you saw development. You saw things start getting a little better. Things started going a little better. And then this offseason, you know, we brought a lot of other guys in from other teams and made a lot of moves. And, you know, the way Reggie put this together and Coach DeRio put this together, it's like everybody's gelling very well together, you know. And now it's all coming along. And like you saying, we got to get it now. Ain't no later. And that's everybody's mentality, and I love it.
A couple more here, guys.
You mentioned the running back. What did the Tavis coming back last week mean for you guys? What was his return?
I mean, you know, Tavis is a guy, man. He's a starter. He's our guy, you know. When we need it, you know, we're going to go to Tay. Him coming back, him being healthy. I told him, you know, that first run, I said, I pulled him to the huddle. I said, trust him now. It feels good. And he's like, oh, you could tell. I could tell by the way he got up. He was like, okay, yeah, I'm feeling good. Okay, now I could go. And then, you know, the next run was even longer. And, you know, he's just a big part of our team, you know, in the pass protection too, you know, picking up blitzers and, you know, keeping DC clean and, you know, his ability to be such a big back and be shifty. I mean, he makes our blocks look good.